The soy complex continues to push to new highs here late in the session as 2016 ending stocks by USDA in particular was a shock to the trade. Two of 25 analysts polled had new crop ending stocks near USDA's 300 million bushel figure. In addition to U.S. stocks, USDA also cut new crop world bean stocks by 5 million tons more than the average trade expectation. With supplies tightening this much, next to technical resistance in November beans sits at the late 2014 highs of the 1090 area. Corn has been able to regain double-digit moves as soybeans have struck new highs, thanks mainly also to the wheat finding some short covering. USDA continues to see wheat to fight for feed grain status against corn as oversupply builds into the new marketing year. Heading into the close, if these corn has additional upside, it first needs to regain the 200-day moving average, if you ask me. That's around 392. Otherwise, feed grains may spur a bit of long liquidation in the overnight market. Until next time, this is Mike Zuzulo. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options.